Jason Kanz, neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic, joins us as he does most mornings for going on 4 years here. We're trying to complete our fourth year. Hard to believe, but true. Thanks so much for answering the phone most days.
Yeah, when it rings, I try to answer it.
Yeah. So did you find out why it went to your voice, your business professional voicemail yesterday?
You know, I spent some time after we got off the phone trying to figure it out, and there was nothing obvious as to what it was. I kind of checked out all my settings again, and I have no idea.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine. I'm glad I was able to reach you this morning. Okay, we didn't have to execute plan B of you calling me, but is there anything you like food plenty, right?
I do.
Yeah. And so I had something yesterday where I was eating out and it came to my attention. I'm a food snob when it comes to pure maple syrup. Is there something that you're kind of food snobbish about?
For sure, cheese. I think so many places, when they sell cheeseburgers, put American cheese on it, and I would rather just have a hamburger then.
Okay.
That's one of the things that I can get a little bit bent out of shape about. I'm sure there are others as well, but that's the one that immediately jumps to mind.
All right, so maybe that's our question in the morning is, what are you a food snob about? Because for me, I was at a restaurant, it said you could get this brioche French toast, and it sounded good, with maple syrup. And I wrongly, foolishly, mistakenly took it for granted that, they just got pure maple syrup. No, the word pure wasn't there. And so when it came, I poured it, and they did a good job of it. They like kept it, it was like warmed up syrup. But I'm like, this isn't pure. I mean, she's like, no, that would be too expensive. We don't even offer that, she said. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Did you tell them they should probably change their sign then?
You know, what I did say was, I'm kind of embarrassed what I said, okay? I think, I'm not claiming, this may have come out of my mouth that, well, Randy's has it for $1, pure maple syrup, so,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to promote Randy's too. So.
Yeah. So, anyhow. I apologize for that. So you want either you want cheddar cheese on your burger?
Yeah. I mean, it could be different. Cheddar, Colby, mozzarella, Swiss. I really don't like American cheese.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think it's cheese.
There we go.
So,
how about Velveeta? Yeah. Is that cheese?
No.
Yeah.
No. Although there have been things that I've eaten with Velveeta, and maybe in my earlier days where I have enjoyed them, but I probably wouldn't seek that out either.
All right, we got to move like crazy here on Scripture, so let's do it. Love letter 54, 1 Timothy, guard the truth. It is your lifeline to real church. And in the story, everyone needs to hear the Bible in 66 paragraphs. 1 Timothy is kind of long, actually, so here we go. My enemy will, this is Larry Crabb's stuff, my enemy will try to stop you any way he can. He will trick many, even church leaders, into twisting my story to accommodate and not destroy your pride. He will change my story from truth that requires submission into an opportunity to feel the excitement of creating truth for yourself, to come up with special knowledge available only to the elite and enlightened. Hold fast to the truth, I tell you. It will be a battle. Fight for truth. It's a good fight. Guard everything you've heard from me in my love letters to you. Risk everything on what you know to be true.
Yeah, I like that last line there, that risk everything for what you know to be true. You know, and part of that, I think partly what stands out for that is, it seems to me like life is a journey with the Spirit, you know, that we're really trying to pay attention to what is true and what is deceptive, and sometimes that can feel a little bit more challenging to know where the truth is.
Yeah, I think it also called to mind for me past churches I've either that I've been aware of with that. I mean, be on guard against that elitism that we're the most spiritual, et cetera, et cetera. So.
For sure, for sure.
All right, finally, Mark 1, 36 to 39.
Yeah, it says, later Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, everyone is looking for you. But Jesus replied, we must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came. So he traveled through the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons.
And Jason closes it out with his letters to the beloved, those four verses this way. Simon and some friends tracked Jesus down and said, where have you been? Everyone's been trying to find you. He rejoined his band of brothers, and they moved on to more Galilean towns. Jesus told them, I came to tell people about my kingdom, so let's keep going. As he preached, he healed those sick in body and spirit. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think it's that idea that we are continually living toward the truth. I think there's a segue there, and Jesus showed that in his life, kind of going on town by town, house by house, village by village, talking with people, healing people, and engaging with people.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I hear, our daughters are joining us at breakfast tomorrow, maybe their own table.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that yet, but that's awesome.
All right. Thanks so much. There's our buddy Jason Kanz. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Let's take up the topic that was thrown out earlier this morning, because I threw it out to Jason at 5:45 in the best 5 minutes of the day. What are you a food snob about? Something that you're like, oh, it's not so-and-so. And so I'll give his first. He said American cheese. He said, you know, most places they'll give you a burger. If it's a cheeseburger, it'll be American cheese. And he's like, no. And he just said to him, it's not really cheese, and he would prefer it be a cheddar or something else. And so for me, I found out yesterday that, yeah, maybe I knew already. I'm kind of a food snob about maple syrup. I want it to be the pure maple. Now, I did eat the brioche French toast I ordered yesterday, but the menu said maple syrup, and I wrongly...
You thought it was the pure stuff.
Yeah, I just thought, wow, this is such a cool restaurant. They just give you pure maple syrup. And it wasn't. And so I call pure maple syrup liquid gold. A lot of people make their own around here.
Yeah.
God bless you.
So I will have to say I absolutely get, you know, again, uh-huh. the real cheese. But I do not uh-huh. mind American cheese.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of depends. If you're saying food snob, we're like, oh, I won't eat the other thing, or I strongly prefer something else, too.
Maybe you kind of look down your nose and go, oh, it's not that.
Because that's the thing, too. I mean, for syrup, too, again, uh-huh. real maple syrup is phenomenal. But, uh-huh. yeah, I'll eat uh-huh. the fake stuff, so to speak. So this is a little difficult, you know, and it's more like a generic brand versus name brand type of uh-huh. thing. For instance, the actual Oreos. Is there a taste difference in actual Oreos uh-huh. or real Mountain Dew? And I have to say some... I probably shouldn't drink pop, but man, like actual Mountain Dew that, you know, isn't uh-huh. like Mountain Lightning, with apologies to whoever makes that, but actual Mountain Dew, the real stuff,
yeah.
and not fountain either, but actual, maybe even made with the cane sugar too. Yeah, there's something very, very refreshing about that. So that's one that comes to mind initially for me is I like the real stuff. I shouldn't be drinking pop,
yeah.
but man, I do like the real Mountain Dew.
There you go. Well, that's what we want to know. 715-396-1670. What's something that you could kind of be like, oh, boy, I really highly prefer the other, you know, that you feel kind of food snobbery about?
You bet. Well, it's 61 degrees. It's 11 before 8 o'clock. This is our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Friends, getting you caught up on things you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture, because we know you're a heady bunch. You like to stay informed, but don't always have time. So we bring it to you in a condensed fashion every single Friday morning. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A new Disney cruise ship has a cabin that will cost $100,000 for 7 days.
Which probably means the happiest place on earth would not be your wallet.
That's for sure.
The average person 65 plus now spends 300 hours a year on social media.
300 hours a year on social media, 400 hours a year paging through TV guides.
Still a classic.
Happy 5th anniversary recently to Italy's first Starbucks.
It took them a while, but the coffee chain finally opened a store in a place where people actually know how to pronounce everything on the menu.
Nice.
New research shows that dolphins cooperate with each other to solve problems.
No wonder they've never been elected to Congress.
Makes sense.
Archaeologists found a 500-year-old board game carved in the ruins of a Polish castle.
Spoiler alert, it was Monopoly and the game is still going on.
No surprise.
Meanwhile, another study found that our brains contain a sixth sense for math.
Except, of course, when you're trying to figure out a 15% tip.
That's hard.
And finally, summer is unofficially over.
Of course, it's not officially over until people stop walking barefoot in Walmart.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. I mean, speaking of the dentist, if you want to be a good dental customer, you probably want to get something sweet, and that's why we have Ronnie Appleseed with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, because you have lots of sweets in store for folks.
Oh, boy,
every
do
day
we
week.
Ever.
Yes. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show, Ronnie.
Thank you.
And the Taste of the Orchard is tomorrow. You guys are open 7 days a week now, 9 to 6, but this is the second annual Taste of the Orchard. What's that all about?
Well, we decided that we got so many different products and stuff like that, hey, you need to come out and taste them. So,
yeah,
everything that we make, everything that comes out of the Creative Kitchen that is currently being made, I should say, will be available for testing. All of our jams and jellies, the varieties of apples that we have in the store, you'll be able to sample them as well.
So, I mean, again, if you're like me, that one of my fond memories of childhood is going to Sam's Club, like on a Saturday, and trying all the samples. But this is up a whole nother echelon of sampling.
Right. Yeah, I remember the Sam's Club stuff, too, and kind of, yeah. I don't know, kind of like that. But, yeah, it's a lot of sweets.
And
a lot of sweets.
The thing is, too, so again, we're talking apples, jams, jellies, but it's not just, oh, try, say, the raspberry jalapeno jam. I mean, for one thing, what's wrong with you if you've never tried that before? But try that on a cracker or something. You can.
Right.
But also what you guys have done is you've found ways, I remember last year, found ways of showing people, hey, here are the other things that, say, jams and jellies can be used for. For instance, I think there was some pulled chicken last year with kind of the orange marmalade mixed in as
kind
of a
sauce. And that'll be back And I think there's a beef dish that they're doing with some jams and jellies. I know they're busy stirring up stuff, and I'm not necessarily privy to everything that's going on in the kitchen because
we just know it's gonna
I
be
would
good.
Eat it before anybody got there. So, and again, some of the new things that they're trying, I don't know. Exactly. It sounds like we did get some Honeycrisp made, so there will be some Honeycrisp to sample and to buy. I think the slushy machine is showing up again this weekend, so we'll have some apple cider slushies. What else have we got? Oh, boy, there's just...
Well, I mean, just speaking of apple cider as well, too. So, again, I know we got a half gallon when we were there a couple weeks ago, and just phenomenal cider.
Awesome.
Great
Thank
cider.
You. Yeah, in fact, Matt is on the road and with a friend of ours, Chuck, because my truck is broken in the shop. So we had to get a friend out of bed early this morning and send them on their way to get the cider made. So there'll be fresh made cider.
Truly fresh pressed cider then tomorrow.
Yeah.
And again, all these different samplings and taste tests. I remember some bars, again, using some of the jams and jellies last year, too. So, I mean, what I really loved is not only did you say, hey, try this on say, the chicken or try these bars, but here are some recipes as well, too.
Right. And the recipes themselves will be available. You know, they've got them, I believe they've got them printed out, and it'll be here's our orange chicken.
Yeah.
Try it.
Oh, that was fantastic. And again, easy to find you guys. You're just south of Eau Claire on 53.
Yeah, right on the right-hand side. You're 3 miles past the I-94 Highway 53 interchange, and just look for the sign on the right-hand side of the road.
Yeah, just keep going south past, I forget, was it Gander Mountain? I don't know what it is currently, too, but just keep, that'll be on your left, just keep going a couple miles beyond that.
Equity.
Yeah, and I know as well, too, I've seen caramel apple suckers that you guys have had. I don't know if you still have those in stock or
if they have sold out. Caramel apple suckers, the caramel apples, of course, will be there.
Four different varieties and real homemade caramel. And again, that makes a difference. I mean, literally, Ronnie, my kids ate their entire caramel apples on the trip home from the orchard when we were there last.
That's awesome. And now, too, one of the new things that we're trying, still kind of working on the recipe a little bit, but we do have it available, is the soft caramel. So you can cut your apple and dip your apple in the caramel.
So bring that home as well, too. And again, there's the cranberry orange cookies, which we tried, which were phenomenal. Oatmeal, raisin, chocolate chip, and molasses are usually the four varieties of cookies the Creation Kitchen bakes up as well.
Yes. And then, like I say, some of the other varieties that are working well as far as like the meats and stuff like that is try that cranberry horseradish.
Yeah.
That's really turning out to be a great one to go on your ham or turkey sandwiches, take with you to work.
Yeah. And again, you guys are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the week. Does Taste of the Orchard go that entire time tomorrow?
Yes, it does. Yep.
So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., the second annual Taste of the Orchard. And I think, Ronnie, too, I mean, this is just a time, too, when folks say, man, I've been hearing about these flavors and such on WWIB for a long time. Here's a chance to go sample, taste test, and see what all the fuss is about.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, like I say, we're still walking on cloud nine, you could say, for our third place on the raspberry jalapeno. That was quite an honor.
Yeah, entire garden category at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's amazing.
So, yeah, and I tell you, they've really, some of our jams and jellies that they have, it's just, there's no comparison to others.
Yeah, you're not going to find this anywhere. Yeah. I'd say you wouldn't find it in the store, but Hy-Vee actually carries yours as well, too.
Yes, because they carry our cider, too. So yeah. If you can't make it to our store, definitely see them. We're getting out. Our jams and jellies are getting into more and more locations. Our newest and latest location is the new Ellsworth Creamery in Menominee.
Okay.
They've got apples, they've got our cider, and they've got jams and jellies.
Fantastic.
In fact, that's right. We're helping them out. They've got an event this weekend.
Okay.
So today, Shelley and Donna will actually be at the creamery in Menominee, doing some sampling there today as well.
There you go. So double dip with your dose of Avenue Orchard today and tomorrow. Ronnie, always good to see you. And
always great to be here.
Seeing you tomorrow for the second annual Taste of the Orchard.
Look forward to seeing you.
Well, it's 10 minutes before 9 a.m., 65 degrees, another tradition on Friday mornings here in the WIB Wake Up Show. It's the best of the week, a week's worth of shows condensed into 3 minutes, 18 seconds today. Havel puts it together for us every week. Let's take a listen.
What did the grumpy guy eat on his birthday?
What?
Crab cake.
Well, I don't know if we've ever done this before. Actually, give somebody a wake-up call before 6:20 in the morning, but we've done it today because Gary is the birthday boy in Ladysmith. Gary, is it Purgit?
Yes.
Hey, Gary, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm 70 today.
70. Well, PCD John put us up to this. He also lives in Ladysmith, and he says you were a good friend of our late friend and longtime broadcaster, Steve Snyder. Is that right?
That's right. Hmm. That's right.
Well, happy birthday, the big 7-0, huh? What do you got planned?
Oh, I'm going to do nothing and then rest afterwards.
Yeah, that energy's not quite the same at 70 as it was at, you know, younger ages, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been listening to WWIB since 1978.
Wow. Congratulations to Gina from Menominee, who just won two tickets to the opening night of The Blind, September 28th, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. No one's saying just what Chippewa County's new sheriff did, but allegations against him are enough to have another hearing set for his future as sheriff next month. Hey, Mike, something you remember a teacher said?
Yes, Al Meritz, it was my teacher in Menominee years ago, and he heard about a couple girls that were going to drop out of school. And he said, a high school diploma is kind of like a belly button. Everyone has one, but you look awful funny if you don't.
So we've got a list in front of us here this morning, Caleb, on the WIB Wake Up Show. The most mispronounced words.
The first one is phenomenon.
Next one is challenging to spell as well, anesthetist.
How about escape? And I've heard that a lot, escape. Well, it's not escape. There's no X in there.
Right.
It's sort of like espresso.
Mm-hmm. Which is also on the list.
Oh, is it on there?
Down there a little bit later. Okay. Not espresso, but espresso. And congratulations to Matt in Chippewa Falls. Matt Freisinger was caller 4 at 723-2555. Just won himself a pair of tickets to the opening night of The Blind, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
Worldwide, 7 million of what made monthly? Around the globe, 7 million of these are made each month.
My name's Caden, and I'm guessing light bulbs.
Caden, is it light bulbs? And where are you from, Caden?
Eau Claire.
Caden from Eau Claire. Is it light bulbs?
Caden, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Caden, I'm not going to give you the wrong answer buzzer, but that's not it.
Michael from Eau Claire. Is it cars?
Is it cars? Do they manufacture, make 7 million vehicles each month around the world? Congratulations, you are absolutely right.
Wow, awesome, thank you.
What tipped you off on that?
I just figured worldwide, I don't know, I was thinking toilet paper at first, but it got to be way more toilet paper than 7 million.
I would think so.
Why didn't the pepper go bow hunting?
Why?
Why?
He didn't habanero.
There we go. John the Trailer Guy closing us out. Best of the week.
Thanks for putting that together, as always, Halvo.